We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Born May 30th in Ashland, Kentucky. At age 19, alongside her mother Naomi, she became part of one of the biggest duos in country music, the Judds, releasing numerous gold and platinum-selling albums and 14 number one hits. She became a platinum-selling solo artist and has sold more than 30 million albums worldwide. She's been a frequent performer here locally for the Thunder Gong benefits for the Steps of Faith Foundation. And now, she's launched her own line of CBD products, available at WynonnaCBD.com. Please welcome music legend Wynonna Judd.
Mama, he's crazy.
Wynonna, welcome to the show, Ms. Judd. Nice to have you.
Wow.
Did you like our little robot, did you?
That is what I need every day here at the house.
You know, I know. It does feel good. It is an amazing resume.
I've had an amazing journey.
Yeah.
Still alive. It's a miracle.
Right? Everybody at that time, which, by the way, you come in, thank you, for all those guys with Thunder Gong and Brimblecom and Sudeikis, you and Cactus coming in to help out that. It genuinely shows your character and your heart.
Well, thank you. Although this is Cactus.
I know. I was like, Wynonna, you're freaking me out.
He's helpful. Well, you know, I'll just interject this quickly. We didn't really come in to help out. You know, Billy and I were the ones that were on the board. We're the first two guys to start the thing. Of course, we're also the first two amputees that were involved. But my dear bride, of course, she was right there with me through the entire, you know, my whole journey. And now our dear, you know, Golden Globe winning, speech making, you know, brother Jason, of course, is become a great friend over the years. But
yep.
Thank you guys for always, you know, giving Billy, myself, and all amputees a chance to give back and give legs and, you know, parts and pieces and arms to others.
No, it's something nobody wants to think about because it is such a traumatic injury. And so people tend to look away or push it to the back of their minds. And the truth is, man, that people, you can live a fantastic life. You just need a little bit of help because this stuff costs money.
You know what I'm learning every day through all of this crap that we've all, it's like it makes you better or better. Cactus Mosier is the strongest, most positive person I've ever known. I've loved him since I was on tour with him, and I was 26 with Mom touring. Here's what I know. Billy and Cactus are better drummers with a prosthetic, and I just, that blows my mind. If you come see the show, for instance, you'll see them rock, and I stand in awe. So it's really cool, the fact that Cactus and I are partnershipping through these projects. Billy's been on the road with me. We're a team, and we're all in.
Sure.
You know, people say, we're all in this together. In music, we can't do it without you. We can't do it without the fans.
Right.
I've been doing online concerts here on the farm with the band, and it gets really lonely, right? And so
yeah.
It's made me appreciate touring and the fans more. I'm ready. I'm ready to get back out there, and I'm just grateful that you guys are still there. And Man, it's been 38 years. And when I heard the beginning of that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I've been doing this since I was 17 years old.
Did your mom want to kill Cactus when she found out you guys were falling for each other?
Yes. She told me no in the beginning. She told me no. She's like, no musicians. And, of course, me being really brilliant, I said, well, he's not a musician. He's a drummer.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. You and Cactus, you're doing well though. Now you, I know you got hurt in Sturgis. You're up in the hills riding, and was that the end of your riding, or do you still ride?
No, that was really the beginning and the end. I had ridden dirt bikes in my childhood in Colorado, and had ridden a little bit on some street bikes. And had I known more, I would have probably been smarter, wiser that day. But
yep.
I had underinflated front tires. You have no clue unless you're smart enough. So I really, my whole life's been snow skiing, playing basketball, playing golf, riding horses all the time. And I still do all that stuff. So there, that was really my, the music, getting my hand back to play instruments and, obviously play drums, play guitars, everything else. That was the big, the real battle uphill part of it. Oh my God, there's been no, holding me back or slowing us down since then. Like what I said, with Recollections, new EP out, that she and I just made, ourselves here at the farm and played everything, did everything. And so I think we proved we can, come back stronger than ever. But the bike part was not a passion.
No, I get it. We all still ride, and I've had friends, God, that have had some terrible accidents, and they've managed to come back. But I know there's nothing worse than getting that phone call that your friend, somebody you really love and care about has been hurt. And you hear them, they went down, and you wonder what the next statement's going to be.
It's a wonderful thing when you're on that bike out there. But it's very similar for me to riding horses.
Sure.
When you can just feel the wind in your face and feel the speed and feel the ground moving. And it would be awesome if just everybody on Earth rode bikes. The problem is, people ride cars.
to the point of like working your way through stuff and some of the pain, and I'm sure even lingering now, this new CBD line, does that help at all?
Yes. Well, absolutely does. And part of this is there's actually a bath salt thing. And, for me, the little leg, as I call it. I don't call it a stuff like some people do.
It's your little leg?
It's a little leg. It gets abused all the time because there's an attachment, connected to the skin and to the tissue. And so no matter how you cut it, there's still 12 pounds or 14 pounds I'm pulling around all day.
Sure.
And there is a, a gravity effect, and there's also a suction effect because that's how it attaches. So, we get in the bathtub and use this bath salt, which actually does, is a soother. It's the way you lower back pain and the skin irritation. It's kind of a one-stop shop. And I don't know, I had friends, buddies, that are my age from high school on who lived in Colorado and started showing me years back that we go, man, we don't take Advil, we don't take Tylenol, we take, these CBD, based products, and they're amazing for pain, and it's just a lot easier on the rest of your body,
like
your liver.
It definitely works. I unfortunately, for my liver, weed's not my thing. A lot of other drugs have been, but for whatever reason, weed just isn't my thing.
This the thing is, this isn't, which is kind of funny, like my dad, who is 85, stops at the dispensary out in California and picks up gummies for pain, but not for, not THC version, but the CBD version.
Hey.
And I think it's just we have to all kind of set our calibration to go, this isn't really about, you don't feel anything like a pot buzz would be. It's just strictly your body feels better.
Well, Winona, is there any blowback? You guys worried about that? Because it can be a conservative world, the country music world. Is there, they're understanding, and they understand the difference between CBD and if they're not approving of marijuana, that's all good?
It helped me, and I say this because Elijah, my son, is a canine officer, drug interdiction, and I told him, I said, dude, I'm keeping it legal. And he laughed, and he, goes out and fights crime, and look, I have to walk the walk, guys, and you know this. I mean, you're, especially today in the press, they're going to cancel you for the first chance that you show that you're the hypocrite liar. I mean, fans have been with me since the 80s. I'm so grateful that I grew up in country music. Man, we had cassettes. Hello. it's just we've earned it. We've earned the trust. People watch me on my journey jumping off rises. I remember being on tour with Garth Brooks, and we would try to outdo each other like brother and sister. And I was jumping off risers, and man, I'm paying for it now. Look, we're all trying to heal from something.
Sure.
We really are. This is, if it gets blowback, it's because someone hasn't done their research. And I'm going to hold people accountable. I have to be accountable. My kids are watching me every day, our journey through healing and recovery, and this works. I don't want to be medically addicted. I just don't want to have to take medication like the quarterback cortisone shots. I just don't.
No.
And it's painful to be on the road for 38 years and not have to have some sort of reality check. We're getting older, and I'm looking for alternatives, and this works for me. And I know my fans, it's helping them.
Good.
And for the ones it doesn't help, all I can do is do my best and try like hell and show up and show people that I'm going to be part of the solution. That's my story.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's perfect.
I've come a long way with my own recovery. And so this is important to me to have integrity, and I think the fans trust me. I've earned that.
Yeah. Listen, anything that makes you feel okay and keeps people away from opiates and keeps people away from having to get, like you said, the cortisone shots. My dad's got Alzheimer's. He's still at home. And I found the other day my brother's been getting him a little bit high once in a while. And apparently it makes him, you know, because you get a little anxiety issue with that disease, unfortunately. And he calms him down. He'll hang out. He'll talk better. He gets more interactive with everybody. And I'm like, look, great. You tell me what I can do to help you help that along. Like, I'm for anything that makes somebody's life easier, better, and less pain.
I thank you for that, because I'm on these Zoom calls and these mothers with three kids who are homeschooling. You know, we all need something to help us out, because a lot of people are alone. You know, at 9 o'clock at night, I get really sad and I think, man, I should be on the road with my fans, and we're used to rocking and, you know, having the party on stage. And people are walking through a tough time. And I look, if I get a story from somebody who says, I was literally on my way to, you know, losing it and this helped me, so be it.
Yes.
That's kind of where I'm at with all this, guys, because, look, I'm not the healer. I sing. And this is working for me. And I think people are interested in my story and they see themselves in me. I'm a mother, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. I'm looking for ways to stay creative. And Cactus and I have been married almost 10 years. It's not easy. It's worth it, you know, to keep pushing through and finding new solutions, because I'm not a victim. I've always said I'm not one to sit around and complain. Let's get up and do something about it. So this is part of my story.
I love these. I love you guys. Like, I'm pissed off. This is the first time I think we've all had this conversation. And I'm like, what wonderful people you and Cactus are.
Well, he's the love of my life. I've loved him since I was 26. And my mom said, oh, hell no. And I said, oh, hell yes.
Right. They're giving me the rap already. But hey.
I don't know if you've seen our pictures. Besides being this kind and nice, we're actually beautiful humans, huh?
So I suspect it's much like my girlfriend and I, that if you held your driver's license together, it would look like the last scene getting on a bus with this man.
You know what? We have so much fun, you guys. We're in the studio right now. We're playing all the instruments because we have no fear. I think when you get to a certain age, it's not this arrogance, it's this confidence.
Sure.
I have nothing to prove. I'm going to enjoy myself and have the best time for the rest of the time I have left. And Cactus Mosier is the most joyful. I mean, the Thunder Gong, I can't wait to be back on stage. I mean, can you imagine how great that night will be? It's just, you know, I look forward to what's coming. Spring is coming. We're, you know, this is America, people.
We'll get there.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be better than we've ever been. That's my faith.
I love her. They're killing me. Jake, what's the problem?
I hate to be the dick, but yeah, they're going to move on to the next interview.
Right, listen, Cactus, Winona, we'll talk again when we don't have a timer straight.
Hey, there you go. Well, we're big Kansas City fans. We love you guys. We love your music, your food, and you guys. So, yeah, let's go hang out.
Absolutely. Right on. I know. I just could see Jake in there, but I'm like, I can't rush. It's Winona Judd. By the way, she is great.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had
her on before, and the best part is, so when they connected the phone call, like, I know of Cactus Mosier and I know her husband a little bit, just through Billy and whatever. Yeah. But the guy who connected the phone call said Cactus is going to be on in the background, but you won't even know he's there or whatever. And then the second you talked about Cactus, he was like, "Yep, I'm here." Well, hi, everybody.
But I was talking to her, and it really
threw me too.
I was like, Oh no! Is this the crying game? What's happening?
What
do you do a ventriloquist impression of your husband?
It took half a beat. But
put a little rouge on you, tuck your sack.
Yeah,
but they
she
do
sounds
it
like the chick who would get drunk at a bar and punch you in the face if you said that. She's like, yeah. I've earned it, and that's what I do, and I prove it. And
yeah, no,
what
I'm,
did
I'm
I
kiss my
you?
Ass like I was like that's
before
all
good. We ever went on the air. I don't think you were in the room. I said Winona Judd is exactly who I want in my bar fight. She it hurt
that's right.
each time.
No, she's
front, top of the list.
She's great.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, when Thundergong, if we get it all back together and get them in, we need to get her and Cactus in here. In
yeah,
studio.
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
there's some stories
they
to be
would
told.
Be fantastic.
Stories
so
be made.
Good, so good that she told her mom she wasn't with the musician. She was with the drummer.
By the way, somebody needs to send Winona or Cactus a note. It's not bath salts. It's bath soaps.
Yeah.
Bath salts make people turn people into zombies. And they run, you know, they go all
PCP. I'm in a lot of pain, yeah. John. I'll take it anyway.